the weekend.
One goal to win the title. It's as simple as that.
Can you believe this?
Have you ever seen a try like that?
The Big Red Bench.
On Cork, good times.
Red FM.
Welcome along to the biggest red bench potentially of all time on the eve of the All-Ireland Hurling Final between Cork and Tip. Dan Casey here with you for the next hour, hoping to hype you up for potentially one of the greatest days in Cork's sporting history. But just before the show, Farron artist Ciara Marie sent me her brand new Cork song, O2B, to help support the Rebels, and I was just blown away. So I had to send the invite for to her to get her into studio. An hour later, she arrives in, and this is what happens. Enjoy. We're delighted to be joined here in the Big Red Bench studio by artist Ciara Marie. Ciara, you've a brilliant song for us, and a Cork song. There's been plenty knocking around over the last while, but really, this is one of the best for me anyway, because it's just so original. Can you tell us how the song came to be itself?
Thanks a million, Dan. Thank you so much for having me on. Listen, it was a really quick process. So I was up at the Munster final. Myself and my dad and my uncle were up at the up in the terrace and looking at the match, and it was just like an amazing, such a great match. And I just turned to Dad and said, look, I'm thinking about write a song. And so it was like the 10th of June when I kind of got the first draft and sent it over to my producer, Andrew O'Halloran, Drew Hall. And he was like, yeah, on board, which is great. And then I managed to get my brother Kevin involved as well. So he plays baron and pipes, and it was just such a great lift to the song, I think, having those instruments involved. And he was about to head on his 6-year holiday to Albufeira, so it was great to able to get everyone together for a few hours, literally just to record everything. And then I had another maybe one or two vocal sessions with Andrew, and had it out last Friday. That was it.
I was going streaming wise. I mean,
yeah.
How's it going for you?
So, yeah, I think it's around, it's over 1,000 streams, I think, on Spotify. So, yeah, tipping away.
Hopefully after today it'll go up a few more. So, well, I don't even know if I've mentioned it, actually. I feel like I've neglected to name the song. It's O2B anyway.
That's it.
And available on all streaming platforms, mm-hmm. including YouTube itself. So, mm-hmm. Anyone can give a listen to. Have you been involved in music for most of your life, or what's the crack there?
Yeah, I suppose there's always music at home. So, Mum would have been really involved in trad. She's from Lochmore Castellani, actually, up in Tip. So, adds a bit of like healthy tension to the process, yeah. But so there would always have been trad at home, and basically would have done a lot of violin lessons and not so many singing lessons, but got into singing just naturally, really. I started writing songs kind of during college, and so it's the third song that I have out now, and it's just I find it a great it's just a great hobby to have, and I really enjoy being able to release some songs and hopefully connect to people through them. And that's been it for me. It's just a great joy for me.
Will it be important to you to bring out the whole maybe GA aspect and Cork aspect as well? I mean,
yeah.
You look at the success of Killer.
I know. Exactly. It was an amazing song. If only they'd save some airtime for the rest of us. In fairness, like, some song, and it's really, I think, has helped the lift for the guys in the team, you know, and the support. It's just been absolutely phenomenal from Cork, I think, and just to be able to add to that. Hopefully, look, it's all it's such an amazing experience for everyone in Cork, just to be behind the team especially in these few weeks, you know.
Well, Ciara Marie, everyone go stream the song O2B up the Rebels tomorrow. Hopefully you'll be singing that one coming out of Croke Park tomorrow. Are you going yourself?
That's it. Come here, I'm heading up to Dublin with no ticket, so if anyone has a ticket for myself and my sister, we're heading up tomorrow. Fingers crossed.
Well, look, you're going to play it live. If people enjoy it enough, maybe they can show their appreciation instead money in the hat. They can give you an Ireland fine ticket, so who knows. Ciara, I'm going to ask you now, we'll take it away.
Thanks.
Blood red runs through this city. Red smoke fills the air. Oh, we wear red and white on our bodies. Oh, to be a rebel, it's part of who we are. See, oh, to be, we jump to arms dry up. There is no stopping the way we give our hearts right up to this game. We've got a lot of heat to release. McCarthy cups to redeem a sheriff in harmony. Oh, to be a rebel, rebels that both play right and play true. We love what you do. Oh, to be a rebel, rebels that both
true. We're here backing you. Ought to be a rebel as the league runs through our city. On capital soil, we host the tomorrow. From the valleys wide of the west to our heroes in the east, there's no way round the rebel county. Oh, to be, we chant till our arms dry up. There is no stopping the way we give our hearts right up to this game. We've got a lot of heat to release. Some Duffy cups to redeem our shine, rest in harmony. Oh, to be a rebel, rebels that both play right and play true. We love what you do. Oh, to be a rebel, rebels that both play right and play true. We're here backing you. Oh, to be a rebel. Smell the smoke in the air, red and white everywhere. Side by side, can you breathe? Almost taste the Ian McCarthy. There's the refs, whistle, gaze up, see the slitter glisten, soaring through the skies. Let the post and watch the white flag fly high. We chant till our arms dry up. There is no stopping the way we give our hearts right up to this game. We've got a lot of heat to release. McCarthy cups to redeem our shirt, stay harmony. Oh, to be a rebel, rebels that both play right and play true. We love what you do. Oh, to be a rebel, rebels that both play right and play true. We're here backing you. Oh, to be a rebel.
Woo!
That's it. Thank you. Thanks so much.
And a huge thanks to Ciara Marie there for coming into studio. Be sure to stream the song O2B if you're heading up to Croker in the morning. And what a tune it was, and what an honour it was to give the song its first bit of air, a bit of airtime on debut. And I'm sure it won't be the last time it gets played out on radio. And there's going to be plenty of songs throughout the show mixed in with the hurling chat. And we're going to get to manners on the pitch now. And earlier in the week, Cork legend Seanie McGrath spoke to our very own Rory O'Hagan about the big one tomorrow.
All right, delighted to be joined by our good friend Cork legend Mr. Seanie McGrath ahead of a huge day on Sunday as Cork prepare to face Tipperary in the All-Ireland Senior Hurling Championship Final. Seanie, a pleasure as always, boy. How are you?
Good, Rory. Yeah, all excited now, boy. Really can't wait for it. Isn't it going to be a huge occasion?
Yeah, it's a titanic tussle between a Cork team who've been in irresistible form and a Tipperary team who've kind of gone under the radar a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, suppose it was certainly 12 months ago, you wouldn't have expected Tip to be in the final. And, you know, the hammering they got against ourselves as well down the park a couple of weeks ago, the league final defeat, you'd say, look, they're building, and, you know, if they had a decent season, they could build again for maybe 2026. But their form has gotten better and better. They're going to be a very dangerous animal in the final, Rory. From our contrasting to ourselves, you know, we won a fantastic title earlier in the year in the league, won a brilliant provincial title, and we're very, very good the last day. So at the moment, it's odds on Cork, but finals have a queer, they do queer things, Rory, and they can affect people in different ways. And you know, just because you probably will go in with the favourites tag doesn't necessarily mean you'll come out on top. So it's going to be a huge game. And obviously then you've got the old rivalry between both companies. So it promises to be a brilliant spectacle.
Yeah, you've obviously had some great battles with Tipperary yourselves down the years. What is it about that Cork and Tip rivalry?
I just think it's the untangible, I suppose. It's just the rivalry of age-old stuff way back to 60s and 70s. And that. Now when the game takes place and all that, obviously players are just focused on their own task at hand and that. But you know, you can sense it from the crowd. There's a sense of anticipation. People love seeing the games. They've normally been reserved just to Munster campaigns because of the, well, obviously, I suppose in the past you didn't have this sort of backdoor thing. But even since the backdoor, since its inception, I can only remember really Cork and Tip playing in semi-final. This is the first time they've played in the final. I was involved in 14 in the semi-final when we were beaten by them, and we have bad memories from that day. So just everything combined outside of form, just as we said, the usual rivalry stuff and all that. It just does different things to players, and it adds another bit of spice to it, I suppose.
Absolutely does. What's impressed you most about Cork this year, Seanie?
I think, Rory, it's kind of been their sort of maturity. They've gotten better and better as the season has gone on. There's great confidence in their play. Their goal getting is outstanding, and they seem to be on a bit of a mission. Like, there's almost a huge intent to their play. And you know, after the Limerick defeat, they came back brilliantly and, you know, won a spectacular Munster final. And I suppose what's impressed me is that sort of sense of maturity, you know, that seems to be creeping into their play.
I suppose it's an old saying, I suppose, but like the saying goes, you have to lose one to win one. And I suppose Cork took a lot of learnings from last year's campaign and that final defeat to Clare, I guess.
I would say so. I mean, obviously, when you're involved in a setup, you want to win. So last year they went up and their intention was to win because they're hard to get to. You know, it's a testament to their brilliance that they are back there and they're contesting two finals in a row. But you'd say the learnings from last year maybe will come individually as opposed to the collective. I suppose some of the players that just didn't perform have been brilliant this year. So they'll be hoping to continue that form, make up for maybe, you know, a loss of form at the wrong time last year and hopefully propel us all to victory.
Fingers crossed. Anyway, a lot of that is down to Pat Ryan as well and his management style. He's a very calm presence. He's been very good with the media and he's been very good at kind of galvanising the Cork support around this Cork team.
Yeah, he's been outstanding, Rory. I mean, you know, you can hear it in speeches, you can hear it in interviews after. To a man, all the players seem to have fierce time with him, or for him, say. He was an excellent player himself, became a fantastic coach, and now has kind of moved into that category of manager. And going from coach to manager isn't easy. It's a different type of responsibility. You're involved in everything, and you're involved in, you know, the last call with substitutions and panels and picking teams. So I think he's done really, really well, and to be great for him as well, I suppose, the year that's in it and the year that he's had, to be fantastic for Pat himself if we got over the line.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just on the Cork public as well, Sean, I mean, like, it's fever pitch at the moment. We're a couple of days out as we speak here, but it's just absolutely fever pitch. The scramble for tickets is like nothing I'd ever seen. We spoke last year and we thought the scramble for tickets was bad last year, but this year it's gone a different level.
Yeah, it's crazy, Rory. I mean, there's some really good GA people that are going to miss out and great club members. So that is very, very hard. I think the general sense, though, leading into it is slightly different to last year. I think there was a real huge razzmatazz last year and a sense of excitement. I think it's a calmer approach. There's still going to be huge bunting out and everyone you meet is buzzing. But I think the general public, even this year, have a different approach. And, you know, hopefully it'll be a bit more calculated from the team, I suppose. You know, last year the build-up was unbelievable and, you know, we started like a whirlwind but then faded as the game went on and Clare came into it. So hopefully that sense of calmness from the crowd, I suppose, and from fans this year will lend itself to the players going to the field in the same sort of calm, measured approach and all guns blazing then at Happy on Sunday.
Looking back to your own playing day, Seanie, like we're Thursday now as we speak here, like how were the nerve levels for you at this stage of the week?
Look, you're like always when you're in the group, so you're looking forward to training tonight. You can't wait to get in with the group. And I think that's the beauty of the whole team thing versus individual sports stuff. And you, once you go in training and you meet all the boys and you go to the dressing room, so, you know, they'll still have that sort of going on between last Tuesday and tonight, Thursday. And then I suppose Friday, you're back to yourself again and you can't wait to meet the boys and get to train up again on Saturday. So I think the collective stuff helps and it takes the pressure away. Obviously, it's very much individual then when you go to the field and you have man-on-man stuff. But today, Thursday and all that, building itself up to the game, you know, the nerves are going, but there's also a huge sense of excitement and anticipation and you eagerly looking forward to it.
Lots been made, Sean, about the Cork goal threat. Obviously, 7 against Dublin the last day. They've been finding the net for fun across the championship. And it's very exciting when you watch that Cork team go forward. There's always a threat of a goal in them.
Yeah, there's a huge threat. I mean, in every game, they've got some brilliant goals. They were of the spectacular nature, I suppose, against Dublin. I mean, Connolly's goal, the second one maybe was, you know, the flick off Timmy Manny's back pass was outstanding and that. So, you know, I think obviously when in Cork we're excited. I think a lot of the neutrals as well like the style of play we've adapted over the last couple of months and years. I suppose last 12 months in particular, 3 guys up front and no sweepers and all that. I think the general public love that style of play and it suits the type of player we have, skillful, fast, risky kind of hurlers. And you know, that's another testament to past coaching and management that style has been adapted and we're definitely reaping the rewards at the moment. Hopefully it continues on Sunday.
And speaking of the forwards, I mean, like your club mate Patrick Horgan would cap off a remarkable career for him, worried to get his Celtic cross this coming Sunday, but I'd imagine he still probably thinks he can play for another 4 or 5 years the way he's going.
Yeah, he's been fantastic. Nick, again, he's had another fantastic season and it will be just a reward for, you know, whatever it is, 17, 18 years of service to the jersey. You know, it would be really, really good for himself. But I think Patrick as well will be thinking of, again, back to the collective, like just for the county as well. You know, you look at fellas like Shamie Harity, Damien Cahillan, Connolly Hand, the service they've given. And of recent years then, Kieran Joyce turning into a great leader. Rob Downey is a fantastic captain. So when you add them all together, you know, the medal will be deserved for everyone, but no more so than Patrick for the unbelievable service he's given over the last, as I said, 17 or 18 years.
Absolutely, absolutely. Just wrap up, Seanie. What's the hearts then?
The heart is saying, the heart is definitely saying Cork. The heart and the mind, I suppose, are saying Cork, Rory. Like, everything is pointing towards a Cork victory from a form point of view. And I suppose, you know, pound for pound stuff as well, I think we're probably that bit better than Tip. But two things, weary them as the old enemy and always weary of finals. They do queer things. Like, I mean, fellas will just wake up in the morning and the tummy is a bit dicky and, you know, nerves will take over and the parade, everything. That's the special thing that happens with that finals do to people, and that's why finals are so different to other games. So, you know, if we just kind of stay calm, stay in the zone and in the moment, I think we've a right chance. So heart and head at the moment are still staying Cork.
Fingers crossed, there, right. Sean, you're a legend, boy. Thanks for talking to us as always.
No problem, Roar. Take it easy, boy.
Cork legend Seanie McGrath there, speaking to our very own Rory O'Hagan. And we're getting huge reaction here to Kira's song O2B coming through on text that she just sang live in studio, in case you missed it. The Rebel in the West, Ray Lucy, wants us to play the recorded version. So this one goes out to the man in Ballyhaunis. I'll see you tomorrow in Dublin, lad.
Blood red runs through the city, red smoke fills the air. Oh, we wear red and white on our bodies. Oh, to be a rebel, it's part of who we are. See, oh, to be. We chant till our lungs dry up. There is no stopping the way. We give our hearts right up to this game. We've got a lot of heat to release. My God, he calls to redeem our shimmers in harmony. Oh, to be a rebel, rebels that move play bright and play true. We love what you do. As the league runs through our city, on capital soil we host their tomorrow. From the valleys wide up west to our heroes in the east, there's no way round the rebel county. We chant till all lungs dry up, there is no stopping the way. We give our hearts right up to this game. We've got a lot of heat to release, so Duffy comes to redeem us. Smell the smoke in the air, red and white everywhere. Side by side, can you breathe? Almost tastily McCarthy. There's the refs with some gaze up, see the slitter gliss soaring through the sky. Sprint the post and watch the white flag fly high. We chant till our lungs dry up. There is no stopping the way. We give our hearts right up to this game.
Kira Marie there with her song O2B. Back to manners on the pitch, and here is Wayne Sherlock speaking to Jar.
Wayne, another All-Ireland final, excitement all over again. How much is the muscle memory of what she gained from last year's experience is going to help you in the week leading up to it?
I suppose the fact we lost is a big thing, and I said before the Limerick game, Limerick have won them, we haven't, so if we're not hungry for the battle ahead, which is probably the big thing of losing an All-Ireland final, that you have that, I suppose, the feeling of not doing, getting the job done. And I suppose if we don't carry that feeling going forward next week, 2 weeks time, that we probably won't be at the races. But if we have it in our bellies, that we know what it feels like to lose. I've been there myself as a player. It's a hard place, but the fact we got back to a final again has been a massive, massive thing for the group.
Momentum gained from the Munster Championship, you could see it in the game against Dublin. You had to be at your best to beat Dublin. Winning the manner in which you did is very pleasing for the management team, but quelling the hype, I suppose, coming out of it, because you won so well in the end, that doesn't make your task any easier.
No, it doesn't. Look, we're kind of used to that all year. I suppose we play well in the league, people are building us up in the league final, you know, and as I said the last day before the Munster final, they kind of built us up with us having nothing done. But we've been consistent all year, I think. We didn't play well against Limerick the last day, but our attitude was off. I suppose against Dublin last week, because I thought our attitude was excellent. Forget about the goals, our attitude was excellent. We respected Dublin. I suppose we got a bit of a bonus, the fact that they played so well against Limerick, so we knew what to expect. So it wasn't as if they got a lucky win. They could have beaten Limerick by more, but they were excellent, and we respected them, and we went out with our own game plan, and I think we stuck to it, and we were delighted with the attitude.
Is it the same process again this year? Do you need to change anything coming up to the final?
No. I think we did well last year. We calmed it down. Training was very good. So I suppose, look, the next thing, I suppose we just want a bit of luck on the day. So we're just going to go into the same thing. No, there wasn't much change. No, there's nothing that we said, oh, that was a standout last year. No, there wasn't really. And that's the honest truth. There was nothing that was going to change. I think it worked. And I think we've worked on things off, especially this year. There's been no major changes, really. We just stuck to the plan. And look, keep things going in training on the pitch is the main thing, really.
The manner of Tip's victory, just like yours, just as impressive. Really shows what the job that Liam Kelly, how much respect you have for him and that team, what they've done and turned around, not just in 12 months, but since he's come in.
Yeah. Look, he's been a very successful manager. He won 2 Ireland's with Tip, went down to Waterford, and he's come up there now, and he's with the Tip team for the last couple of years. Last year wasn't a great year for him, they'll admit that themselves, but they're back. They're kind of where we were last year, really. They came third in Munster, and they're now down in the final, which is a hard thing to do because you have to go the hard route. Look, we know what to play them 3 twice already this year, and we know what to expect, and I think they know what to expect from us, so I think it's going to be a great battle.
Yeah, there's going to be nothing in it. A lot of people will point to last year and the performance that you put in down in Thurles, but you were on a high. You were just already after qualifying. This year, the sending off early in the game, it's very hard to gauge where Tipperary are at with you, but you know when. There's no pressure on this team coming up the road from Tip, you know, insofar as a lot of people are favouring Cork for millions of different reasons. But from a young team's point of view, having no pressure on their shoulders, not that you wouldn't be, but you've got to be at your best.
We have to be at our best, yeah. But I don't know what pressure Tipperary, like Cork or Cork, Tipperary want to win Ireland's. And they're in the final, so they won 1-6 years ago, I think. So they're Tipperary, like we, like Cork. People in Tipperary expect the Ireland finals. So they're going to be under pressure. Look, maybe the people expect them to get the Ireland finals start here. I don't know. But we'll have pressure, they'll have pressure, because we're both from hurling counties. And look, I'm looking forward to the battle, because we have 2 good battles so far. The other fellas sent off the last day. But look, it's going to be man-to-man. And look, whatever team wants the most will probably win.
Oh, that's the injury situation, because you had a good bit of a run into the semi-final, which was helped heal a lot of bodies. Yeah. The 2-week kind of muscle memory again, you're used to the 2 weeks in between games. I assume, though, that any kind of lingering knocks should be fine come All-Ireland final day.
Yeah, I even talked to Les Dern on the gym earlier. Everyone seems to be okay. Obviously, Seamus Arndy's still carrying a knock. Cormac O'Brien is okay as well. He'll be training this week. And we're good. We're good. Phil's a stiff and sore after semi-final Ireland, but you'll expect that. But look, it's an Ireland final. We're going to give everyone a chance. We're probably going to have another couple of knocks in training next couple of nights. But look, hopefully a clean bit of health. If we can actually pick from a full panel of players going into the Ireland final, it'll be a great bonus.
Is this the hardest job you've ever had, yourselves and Pat, picking that starting 15?
Yeah, it will be hard, yeah. To be honest, picking the starting 15, I think picking the 26 is probably the hardest thing for us. It is. It's hard because you've 38 players who are training every night the same way the 15 and 26 are training, and then to be told they're not in the panel for the weekend. At least if you're on 26, you have a chance of coming on and starting, whatever. But it's hard. It's very, very hard to see these fellas who've put in such an effort since last November, and they're not making 26. But look, we all travel together. We'll go to battle together. All the 12 fellas who aren't on the starting 26 or the 26 that we pick, they're a big part of it, and they'll be next in the training. And look, every fella here has a part to play, and I think we've been very lucky with fellas' attitude this year.
It's a tight group. Anyone, I guess, when Ireland finally, you have to have a good bond in that dressing room. There's a good bond in that management team as well. Pat has led this team very, very calmly. His perspective, his ability to take the sting out of situations, good, bad or indifferent, it seems to permeate through the management team and onto the players as well. That, like, everybody's behind. If there's one goal, everybody knows their job. And it sounds a bit cliché-ish, but having that is very, very important if you want to win Ireland.
Yeah, I think so. Look, I think when Pat put us together, we're here to do a job for Cork. We're not here for the headlines around like that. We just want the players to do the best for Cork, trying to win something along the way. And the most important thing Pat told the players on the first night we met in Silver Springs 3 years ago, you have to enjoy this journey, because the players put so much effort into it that it's just sometimes that's one thing that stands out. You don't want players walking around with a smile on their face. Look, it's tough. Some fellas play, some fellas don't. But I suppose as a group, we want players to enjoy it as much as they can. We work when we work hard, we work very hard, but also when there's downtime, we leave the players relax their shoulders a bit. But one thing we've always said to these players, even on Championship Day, put a smile on your face when you go onto the pitch. Because when you're happy and you're content, you play your best hurling. And look, I suppose we're very serious when we need to be, but we actually have a great bond. We have a good laugh as a group. Sometimes we probably laugh too much, but it's great, honestly. It really, really is. The group we have together since the 20s has been excellent. And look, Pat has just led this group. He's just an inspirational man, and look, he's been through the rigours in the last 12 months, but look, where they are for him, we'll do anything for him, and I think the players have shown that on the pitch.
You certainly have. Finally, how much would you love to be out on that pitch and an All-Ireland final?
I'd do anything for, to be honest. I suppose I've been lucky enough as a player to be in that position, but I think as a manager, like, you're thinking about 38 players and the fellas in the back room. It'd be very, very special, yeah, to be honest. It'd be great. I had my daughter on the pitch last day in the semi-final, and to have her on the pitch in Wales, me and Croke Park was special, but the special days, these are special days that we're enjoying, and hopefully there'll be more memories, but being on the pitch afterwards to win an Ireland final is just like to be superb.
How often have you told your daughter these stories, and how sick of her is she?
Have stories about me? No, she doesn't. She used to drag him out of me, really. She doesn't know I'm just her dad, really. She's 10, 11. Gemma, she goes to matches. Lee, my son, is 16. Look, I'm just their dad, and I'm just there to give memories. And we're like all the kids that we have in the panel, see Pat Hogan's kids, and Decky Doll's kids, the pictures. It was excellent. Like, I was looking through pictures there yesterday, and it's just to see them things are just things that you probably don't think about in November when you're training hard, but these things to see afterwards are just, they're brilliant memories. And like, we all selectors of kids and stuff, it's just to see what their face are like after matches when you meet them is special, and especially when you win, and to win trophies is why we're here. And look, to get a picture with your kids afterwards with trophies is something special. We've been lucky this year at Munster and the league, but see the smiles on kids' faces is superb, yeah.
All the very best.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah. Yeah.
Wayne Sherlock speaking to Ger McCarthy there. goal. Cork are in supporting the Rebels from Lucan in County Dublin. That's all we have time for on the first half of the show, but a huge second half in store as we hear from boss Pat Ryan and Captain Rob Downey. Do not go anywhere.
Cork's Good Times.
Red FM.
Welcome back to the Big Red Bench here on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Dan Casey here with you for the next half hour or so. And I told you we had a stacked show. And here is Cork hurling manager Pat Ryan speaking to our own Ger McCarthy ahead of their upcoming All-Ireland hurling final against Tipperary. Yes, lads, that one, just a small matter, that one is on tomorrow.
Pat, it's excitement abound in the county, all around the world. Corkonians getting very, very excited. Inside the camp, how have preparations been going? Because you've been through this before, so I'm assuming it helps in the build-up to the Tip All-Ireland final.
Yeah, it does help. Look, again, a lot of support from the county board and different things, you know, and look, obviously there's a lot of moving parts, you know, when you're in an All-Ireland final. But look, it's just trying to keep our focus on what's the main thing, and the main thing is what we do here over in Park of Kieve on the field over the next three or four sessions, and getting ready for what'll be a titanic battle against Tip.
Do you and your management team in your heads, if everyone's fit and available, have the 15, or are you waiting now for these last few training sessions to give everybody a chance?
You're trying to give everybody a chance and make it really, really competitive. Obviously, look, we two fellas that have started already for us all year, and Seamus and Seamus Hardy and Cormac O'Brien, they're out. We're hoping that they'll be back, and you know, we'll be in contention. But look, hopefully they'll get back on the field maybe Saturday, maybe hopefully, and see where that takes them and give them an opportunity to get back onto the team, because they've been really good players for us all year, you know.
How much did the manner of the performance, not the winning margin against Dublin, the performance right from the first minute to the last minute, help you heading into this final?
Look, it was great. You know, the focus was really, really good. Look, there was patches in that game where we wouldn't be happy with as well. Yeah. Then we'll try and go afterwards. You know, look at the end of the day, look, if you want to win an All-Ireland final, you need a 70-minute performance, and we learned that in Smallbit last year. You know, that these teams that were coming up against in All-Ireland finals are well prepared, plenty of confidence. They've won a lot of games to get there, and we need a perfect performance against Tipperary if we're going to win Lee McCarthy, you know.
Any injury concerns coming into it, or the knocks, the fact that you had a bit extra time coming into the Dublin game help, and now that you've got the 2 weeks again?
No, everything is great. Look, obviously, as Cormac and Seamus are the only two that, you know, everybody came out of the game at the weekend well, which is fantastic. And look, we'll give Cormac and Seamus every opportunity to get back onto the panel and the team.
I was talking to Wayne Sherlock and to Brendan Coleman, and they made the point that whatever about picking the 15, picking the panel is not an easy thing to do, the final day panel. That says a lot about the depth and the perseverance and the work rate of the players that you have that are on the fringes, that they're still pushing hard, and it's very hard to pick this panel.
Yeah, look, and fellas are pushing hard, and that's the key. Do you know what I mean? Look, our A versus B matches and our in-house games are really, really competitive, but from our point of view, and it is difficult. Look, that's the difficult thing, telling a person they can't tug out an All-Ireland final day or tug out in any of the games going forward. So look, it's a privilege to be able to put on that jersey, being part of that 26, and that's what we're asking fellas to honour every day, to go out and train, you know. And look, we're getting that at the moment, and you know, we've another probably three or four sessions before the All-Ireland final, and they need to be at a really, really high level if we're to beat Tip.
I see a lot of similarities with Liam Cahill and his management team, and you and your management team, and since he's come in and what he did with Waterford, like Tip were down, but he's got him back up and he's got him playing, and there's a lot of momentum, a lot of young players coming in, just like you did as well. Is that a fair comment? And like, how impressed have you been with the job that he's done?
Look, there was never going to be a question about the job that Liam was going to be doing. His CV is there, you know, he's got all the expertise and the experience, and you know, obviously a great man in Mikey Beavins with him as well, you know. And look, they've a fantastic backroom team as well, though, but from my point of view, I don't know, look, Tip or down, you know, we've won all Ireland 20 years, I don't play into that narrative.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what I mean? So do you know what I mean? They look, out of all the teams that were left, they were only 6 years waiting for All Ireland, we're 20 years, so do you know, to say that they're down, they should experience what we're after going through over the last 20 years, you know.
No, that's a fair point, I suppose, as well. The fact that the history of both counties is such that there's an expectation every year, Pat, you know better than anybody, that Cork fans expect Cork to contend, Tipperary fans expect Tip to contend. They're coming up the road now with no pressure on them, because there's nobody expecting much from them this year, and the fact that they've reached an All-Ireland final and beaten Kilkenny to do it. Your job, though, is your own job, and focus the players and get you ready.
Yeah, well, look, to be honest, you don't know when you get into an All-Ireland final, you don't know when you're going to win an All-Ireland final. Look, there's expectation in Tipperary, you can be guaranteed that they're after winning All-Irelands. At the end of the day, Tipperary have 9 or 10 fillers in their panel that have All-Ireland medals, they expect to win in 2 weeks' time. You know, we're the lads chasing that elusive medal. We don't have anyone in our panel, we're chasing it. Unfortunately, the only fellas who have All-Ireland medals in our panel are in the management team. Mm. You know, we want our players to have All-Ireland medals, and you know, there's plenty of pressure on Tipperary because their fans want to win.
I don't think there was a major turning point this year for the Cork senior hurlers, but the way you bounced back after losing to Limerick in the Munster Championship, I mean, that tells you all about the work rate, the perseverance and the character of these players. That must have been really gratifying to win that Munster hurling final, but the way that you did it, Pat, you know, teams have lost heavily to Limerick in the past, lots of teams, but the way that you've come back, and I think the way that the players responded, it must have given you immense satisfaction.
Look, in fairness, if you're a small bit off against these top teams, and especially a team like Limerick, it's just going to really, really go at you, and they'll punish you, and that's what happened to us that day. And we were a small bit off, but look, we knew what we were. You know, we managed to come back and then play Waterford here and qualify into the Munster final. The lads were great character beating Waterford down here as well. You know, a Waterford team that came up with absolutely nothing to lose and threw everything at us, and then we had a great build up for 2 weeks. So that was a brilliant 3 weeks after the Limerick. You know, we got back on the horse straight away with a game against Waterford, and in 2 weeks of really good preparation, and that put us in good stead. But the lads showed great commitment to the group, great commitment to the jersey, and I wasn't in doubt of that for a second, to be honest with you, that we were going to perform that day. Was always sceptical of that day above in Limerick. You know, we were coming off a tough campaign, and Limerick were really gunning for us that day, but we were able to get over the line in the Munster final.
I'm not going to ask you about the hype, because I asked you about this last year. You know all about the hype. It's on the outside. Inside, in the bubble of what you've got, is very important, and you've managed that brilliantly since you've taken over. But the message that you had for the Cork fans last year was thank them for their support, the support you got again in Croke Park for semi-final. Did you get an opportunity after the final whistle just to take it in for a moment, or were you still straight into business mode?
You get straight into business mode, and you pass on. And I think, look, fellas probably don't, you actually hear more noise in Parky Keeve, you know, or in Turles than you would in Croke Park. It's just so vast, especially when you're out in the field. You know, look, to be honest, I even asked my wife afterwards, was it noisy? You know, because it was noisy. It's hard to talk, but it's hard to get your messages out to the players and stuff like that. But from my point of view, look, you probably, that's something that we do miss. Yeah. We don't see that in kind of enjoyment. You're just focused on what you're doing. But look, we greatly respect what every supporter has given to us. Yeah. You know, and the money that's costing. You know, it's not cheap to go to matches. Not cheap for whatever fuel, petrol, food, a few points and all that side of things. But look, that's what we speak about a lot of Latin side, is honouring the jersey and honouring the people that are following us and making sure they're representing them. But look, at the end of the day, it's about our group inside, the 38 players. It's about them representing themselves, and they're going after their own dreams of being involved in the All-Ireland final and hopefully being able to compete in it.
And just finally, you've always said, and you've been consistent on this, this is Cork's team. You're the manager and you've got your backroom team, but this is Cork's team. They've responded, I think the fans have responded and the players have responded. I know how proud you are of them, but there's one step to go. You still got to go and win that All Ireland final.
Yeah, look, I've been consistent there, but that's always been my belief. That's the way I was. You know, that's probably what was instilled in us when we were underage with under 20 teams with Bertie Og Murphy, and then subsequently with senior teams with Jimmy Barry Murphy. That you're custodians of the jersey. Do you know what I mean? And that, you know, that it is. The Cork public is, the hurling is Cork, really, to be honest with you. We all know that, and you know, look, it's our job to make sure that we're representing our people as best we can.
Yeah, best luck to our manager, Pat Ryan, tomorrow. It doesn't end there, though. You're also caught up with our captain, Rob Downey.
Okay, the Cork captain heading to another All-Ireland final. It's a fantastic honour for you, for your family, for your club. How exciting has the build-up been compared to this time last year?
I suppose it's much the same, really. Today is only Monday, so I can only imagine that the next week or 10 days will get fairly crazy. But look, it's a great thing. There's huge interest in the Cork public for this team, which is a brilliant thing. And they've came out in their numbers like every game for us, and really pushed us through when we needed them. So I suppose the next 10 days now will be very, very exciting.
How much does the muscle memory of last year going up to Dublin, competing in an All-Ireland final, help you coming into this, or do you even go back to that?
I know you do, definitely. I suppose it's we're lucky that we've had last year, so we kind of know the run of the day and the run of things as well. It does help, but I suppose they're only all kind of small things, and it's all on the day when the ball is thrown in. It's just down to, you know, appetite and desire and who wants some more, and that's the most important thing.
Representing Cork is obviously a huge honour. We're representing the Glen, fantastic club. I was up there recently, huge sense of local community, all the pitches active in the middle of summer with kids, you know, at different sports. I know how important Cork is to you, but for you and your brother Owen, and also for Patrick, representing the Glen is a big thing, and like having them behind you and knowing the local sense of community, you can really feel it when you go up there. It must be a big sense of pride for you as well to be the Cork captain, but also the Glen.
Yeah, and Micheál as well. No, it is. It's huge. I mean, the I would consider myself lucky to be from the area and to play with the Glen and stuff like that. And I suppose the Glen has a nice tradition too of having fellas who have captained Cork to win All-Ireland, so you know, hopefully we can carry on that tradition. We went up there a couple of weeks ago with the Munster Cup, and just to see, you know, how proud everyone was of us all. It was great. Look, they've given so much time into us over the years to get us to where we are now. So you know, that's where we started, and it's where we'll end up. So yeah, very, very, very proud.
This season, winning the National League title was, you know, getting a trophy, fantastic moment obviously for you. Winning the Munster Senior Hurling Championship in the manner that you did, in the manner that you came back from Limerick, momentum has been building. You've had a couple of knocks, but this squad and the depth of the squad, Rob, that's the big thing. Like, there's been guys called in off the bench at different times, have all made a big contribution. Is that the big thing with Cork this year, that the depth of the panel has gotten you this far?
Yeah, probably has. Look, I think the way modern sport has gone, first of all, you need a very, very strong squad. We would think that we do have a strong squad, as do other teams have as well. And we've gotten a good injection of energy and a good boost off our bench in the last couple of games, which is, you know, hugely important, especially the way the game has gone. You probably need to finish the game as well as you started it. So I think you're spot on. We've had a couple of injuries throughout the year, and fellas have slotted in seamlessly. They just know their roles to a T, and they're able to execute them on big, big days. I think we're quite lucky with the squad we have at the moment. Yeah,
there's a lot of natural born leaders in this group. There's a lot of vocal players. There's a lot of, you know, whatever. But as a captain, how do you manoeuvre that? You know, do you say much just before a big game? Have you the last say? How does that dynamic work? Because you'll be the first to tell me that, as I've said, there's a lot of experienced guys in there. There's a lot of natural leaders. But as the captain, like, when do you sense the moment to talk?
I suppose it's just kind of natural and organic. You know, sometimes you can be talking too much. I think the best time to talk is when you're on the pitch and just kind of let your hurling do the talking. Obviously, at times there's going to be, you know, times where you need to talk, but I suppose it's not always coming from me. Like I have said before, I'm really, really lucky with the fellas that are on this panel. They're all quite driven and very, very driven, sorry, and you know, our standards that we have set within the group are the standards that we want to maintain. And look, I'm just, again, really, really lucky with the guys that are in here. I don't ever have too far to look if I need a bit of advice.
Anyone we've spoken to on the panel tonight, and even the backroom team, talks about Pat Ryan and the manner in which he leads this group. He has been level-headed in the bad moments and in the good moments. That's something that you feed off of. I know how much you respect him and you'd love to win it for him. You obviously want to win it for yourselves first. But his leadership since coming in has been so vital.
Yeah, brilliant. You've hit the nail on the head there. His leadership has just been exceptional. Like, he is the leader of this group. He sets the tone. He pushes the messages that we want to know throughout the weeks. And as much as we drive the standards in training, he's also the guy, you know, keeping on top of things and stuff like that. He's been outstanding, really, to be honest with you. We just have so much respect for him as a group, and so much admiration for him. Delighted he's a Cork man, delighted he's involved with us.
What are you like in the dressing room on match days? Do you get nervous? Do you follow the same routine? Does your brother annoy you? Do you annoy your brother? How does that work?
No, I get nervous, all right. Like anybody, I do get nervous. It's natural enough to get nervous, especially if it means something to you. I think routine is probably the best thing to stick by. You know, like having a routine is very, very important, and you know, trusting it and trusting that if you stick to it, it'll pay off. Yeah. I suppose with regards on, I try to stay away from him. He stays away from me, and everybody just does their own thing, really. You know, and gets themselves in the mental kind of the right mental place to go out and perform. You know, kind of in the dressing room before the game.
Have you had a chance, even shortly after the win in the semi-final, to stand there in Croke Park and get a sense of the support that was there? I know when you're a player, you're focused on the game. You have to be. You appreciate the support. You understand it. But did you even get a moment or two just afterwards, just appreciate that it was a full house for an All-Ireland semi-final and how they've supported you this year?
Yeah, I have. And I even spoke about a while ago, you know, when we were going in along on the bus. It was just a sea of red, and, you know, you look out one window and it's just a sea of red, then look out the opposite side of the bus and just red everywhere. It's unbelievable. Like, I think the Cork people are the best people in the world, to be honest, but they're also the best fans in the world, and they support us no matter where we're playing, through good times and through bad times. We've had a couple of setbacks this year, especially the Limerick game, and down here again the following week, and the place was jammed with Cork fans again. So we're so appreciative of them coming to and showing their support and making the journey up to Dublin and all over the country for us. It is absolutely incredible. I suppose after the game, you're kind of chatting and, you know, obviously delighted that we've won and stuff like that. And just to look out and look up to the stands in Croke Park and the place is half full of Cork people, it's crazy. It's brilliant, really.
I'm glad that you get that opportunity, because I said to Pat as well, you're laser focused, and a few minutes after finally the adrenaline is still pumping, I hope you get to see or sense what we above the media get to see. Just finally, before I let you go, tickets, do you have any, and can I buy any off you?
I've not yet anyway. If you want to get on to if you want to get on to Dave Nolan there, he's the guy in charge of all the tickets in our group, so but look, I've nothing at the moment, but I'm sure you'll be sorted out.
Sure, get 9 for the tickets, lad. Quickly to a bit of football, and it ended 3-1 to Treaty United in Turner's Cross in their SSE Women's Premier Division clash. Back to a bit of Gaelic games, and it was Cork defender Ciarán Joyce speaking to Jar ahead of the big one against tomorrow.
Ciarán Joyce, another All-Ireland final about to come up very, very shortly, with Cork and Tipperary going toe-to-toe in Croke Park. First of all, from your own perspective, congratulations on getting back here, because everybody seems to have taken it for granted that Cork are back in the final. A lot of people are inside Cork when they say that. But from the players' perspective and the management perspective, winning a National League, winning a Munster title is one thing, but obviously the big one, you want the big one, and you must be very, very excited in the final few days before it.
Yeah, we're great. It's great to be back there, first of all. All-Ireland finals don't come around too often. We've gotten, I think it's 2021, 2013, 20 last year and this year. So, you know, they don't come around too often in Cork in the last couple of years. So, yeah, it's great to be back. We've done an awful lot of work this year to get back here, even more than last year. So, yeah, we can't wait for it in 2 weeks' time.
Now, in your part of the world, you started out with Kilta Óg a while back. Castlemartyr and obviously Imo Kelly. What's that part of the world like at the moment? Or are you just trying to? It's obviously crazy and everybody's excited. But from your own personal point of view, that's 3 or 4 groups of people and clubs that are really invested in you and behind you and delighted for you. It must be a lovely place to be living in at the moment, or is it?
Oh, it is. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's very like as a Kilta Óg and Castlemartyr man. You know, it's a proud moment going out into the pitch. You know, you're representing them, and I'm playing for Castlemartyr at the moment, and they're going mad there at the moment now, but. Yeah, it's great. You know, it's going out into the pitch and you're representing them. It's a great feeling. There's not many Castlemartyr men that have played in All-Ireland finals. So, yeah, it's a special moment, definitely.
Do you feel that pressure, Ciarán, or you just get on with it and embrace it?
No, not at all. There's zero pressure. Every time I go into the pitch, it's very special feeling. You're doing it for yourself, your family and your club, and there's zero pressure with them. You know, they put very little pressure on you. The only pressure you put on is from yourself, really. So yeah, any day I go, there's zero pressure on them, really. Yeah.
You've been lucky in that you've had a lot of very good coaches from underage, Kilta Óg, Castlemartyr, Imo Kelly. Who's been some of the biggest influences on you that got you to this point?
I suppose my father, he's coached me now since I was a 5-year-old up until minor, I'd say. So he's been a big influence on me in my career. And I suppose in school teams as well, at Middleton CBS, you know, they've done a lot as well. And with Castlemartyr as well, you know, there's a lot of people. There's probably too many people to name as well. I don't want to single anyone out. But coaches are a huge aspect of how you develop as a young fella, so I'm very lucky to have very good coaches from my underage career. Yeah.
Let's talk about the final, because there's a lot of press and a lot of headlines naturally about the Cork forwards and the division, the choice that Pat Ryan and his management team have. It's the same in defence though, because that half back line that you play on and the full back line behind you, there's so many players who won't make that 26 panel on the day of the All-Ireland. How intense are the training matches and how intense has training been this year? Have you stepped it up from last year, or is it just more of the same?
It's probably even stepped up another few notches. Look, we play a lot of A versus B games outside here, and like a lot of time the B team are winning, which is a great thing, really. Well, it's a good and a bad thing, but it's great, really, because you know they're not putting their foot off the gas and they're pushing everyone that's starting. And you know, you've seen it this year, I don't think we've had the same team go out any day, so it's a different team the whole time. You know, you might have one or two changes, and any fella that comes in, you know, he's making a huge impression. You know, you saw with Cormac O'Brien, he's coming this year, he's made a huge difference, and you know, everyone on the panel is pushing, and it's great because you go out and you're like, every training you come to, you know, you have to be in full form, because if you're only playing at 90%, you're going to get found out of training. So yeah, it's great.
The last Limerick was a turning point, I think, in the year, insofar as the way you rebounded, the manner in which you rebounded in the Munster final to get that victory, whether it was by penalties or whenever it happened. You spoke in the immediate aftermath about work rate and perseverance. They were the characteristics that were important to you. This team has those in abundance, but you delivered it. There's very few teams lose to Limerick by 16 points and beat them again.
Yeah.
What does that say about the character of this team?
Yeah, there's absolutely huge character. You know, it's a lot of it is a player driven as well. We have a lot of leaders inside in that dressing room, and after that 16-point loss, we had a meeting inside here the week after it, and we kind of just sat down and we went through everything we need to improve on. And yeah, look, it's worked since. You know, we've been unbeaten since, but yeah, it was a huge learning curve for us in that game. We learnt an awful lot from it, and even, you know, the Waterford game after, we weren't playing 100%. We only played in patches for that game, and I suppose last week we could only say we played in patches too. So in the final, we have to play well for 70 plus minutes. You know, that's the thing we're always striving for.
You've come up against some seriously talented forwards this year and done fantastically on them, but you've got Jake Morris, you've got Jason Ford, you've got this, I could list them all off in terms of Tip. You also got a good look at Tip here the day you played them in the Munster Championship, but they had a player sent off earlier. So obvious question, there's no pressure on Tip going up to the All-Ireland final. Your favourites on merit, and that's just something you have to live with.
Yeah.
But from your perspective, you've played Tip often enough to know a bit about them, but this is all-Ireland final day, so I'm assuming all of that goes out the window.
Yeah, it's out the window, and look, we've been on the wrong side of Tip defeats as well, so yeah, it's 50-50 going into this final. They're a very good side, they've great forwards, they've great 15, you know, they're like us, you know, they've a great panel as well, they've fellas coming off the bench that are making impressions too, so. And they've a mix of youth and experience as well. You know, you've the likes of Noel McGrath, and you've Darren McCarthy and these fellas. So they're very similar to us, and they're goal hungry as well, and like ourselves. So it'll be definitely an interesting game. Yeah.
On All-Ireland final day, our big match days, what are you like to be sitting alongside the dressing room? Are you calm? Are you geeing yourself up? Or do you annoy people, or do people annoy you?
No, I'm calm enough, to be honest.
Would your teammates say that?
I'd say they would, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't really get that nervous now, to be honest. Even the last, I know, I wasn't even out on the pitch, I wasn't that nervous, which is a good and a bad thing, because you probably need a bit you need nerves as well for a bit of energy as well. But yeah, no, I suppose it's a good thing being calm as well, because like, it's a big occasion and it's important you don't let the occasion get to you as well.
Yeah.
So it's just important to be calm and yeah, just embrace it as well, really.
Yeah, I can sense the level-headedness of you, and I can sense the level-headedness of the team this year. Is that an embodiment of your manager and your management team? Because they set the tone. They don't get over the top when you've won. They didn't get too excited when you lost. And I can see that in you this year, that there's a momentum, there's a determination and a work rate, all the things we spoke about, but level-headedness all the way through it.
Yeah, and like, you can see that probably. Pat Ryan, you hear him talking a lot. You can probably tell that a lot from him as well. Look, he's a man that you'd run through a wall for Pat as well. And even all the management team, they're unreal, you know. O'Rourke as our coach and a few of our selectors, like, they're very good to probably keep us level headed. And you know, every day we go on the training pitch, it's great trainings. You know, there's great intensity, and every training we go out, it's, you know, it's a new training. We want to learn new things, and you know, we want to get better. So yeah, they're very good to keep us level headed and keep us going forward.
And just finally, what's the ticket situation? Do you have one, and can you get us one?
Yeah, there's a lot of people asking, alright, but you know, I try and keep that on the lid now. I leave my parents deal with all that, and I just try and concentrate on the game, really.
Sure, get the hands off the tickets, I told you already.
From the woods of Glenbower to the river, from the arms of my mother to the land ever pure, all I have to remember is the pride that I felt. Round the park in Canada, where the boys never knelt, they'd go raring and tearing and fighting for love, for the land they call Killa, and the Lord up above Killa, la 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 la, for the green and the the parish to last evermore. 95 came promotion high up on the wing, and no one up to senior. What a beautiful thing in the darkest of hours, in the depths of despair. Let the killer boys roar for to rattle the air. They'd go raring and tearing and fighting for love, for the land they call Killer and the Lord up above. Killer la 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 la, for the green and the white I adore, for the parish to last evermore.
From me, Dan Casey, signing off here on the Big Red Bench. Look, I know I'll be accused of jinxing it, but we're going to do it tomorrow. The players are there, management there, it's happening. And Patrick Horgan, one of Cork's greatest ever servants, is going to get his medal. I've no doubt about it. Hard luck to anyone that didn't get a ticket. Hope you enjoy it from wherever you're watching. And to anyone heading up, safe journey, but bring plenty of colour and noise on the journey up, but especially back, with a certain Liam McCarthy in tow. Only thing left now is to say, up the Rebels.
They say that Liam McCarthy's coming home, 'cause it's been 20 years and we miss his face. Eventually there's been a kind of hurling drought. We're due a big win. Put Kip in the bin. Masterpiece. Oh, pass Ryan. Oh, pass Ryan now. You take us there and back, and we'll be back home. We'll be Tipperary.
Tipperary.
I'll record on me phone. They'll be dead and buried beyond the edge of our seat. Hand them a decent defeat. The Rebels up in the clouds. You'll hear us singing all loud, because this year we'll be Tipperary.
Tipperary.
McCarthy back home, they'll be so contrary. Hockey will get his gold, many a story be told. The day the Rebels did rise, you won't believe your cock eyes. Brian Hayes runs right through, yeah. Connolly will do, yeah, too. Sean O'Donoghue, yeah. Because this year we'll be Tipperary.
Tipperary.
Teddy McCarthy back home, they'll be so contrary. Hockey will get his gold, many a story be told. The day the Rebels did rise, you won't believe your cock eyes. Because this year we'll be Tipperary.
Tipperary.
We'll shift all of their bures, Grania, Sue and Mary. We'll drink all their Bulmers too, give them tickets to Fortizoo. John Milan will be having a morn. Rebels of boo, you see. Rebels like you and me. All drinking Barry's tea and dipping custard creams. Sandwiches, ham and cheese. See you in Palky Queef. Homecoming if you please.
We'll see.
Cork are back in the All-Ireland Hurling Final for the second year in a row. Job done.
Cork.